Rapid transit. We used to call it PAT bus, Port Authority, but last couple of years it's been Pittsburgh Regional Transit. And with us is spokesman Adam Randolph. Adam, I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
I'm well, Larry. How are you?
You know what? Before we get into the new routes, I wanted to ask you, we had talked to Rich Fitzgerald a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about years in the making, this rapid transit between Oakland and downtown Pittsburgh. When is that going to come online?
So construction began in September, and that's going to construction is going to go downtown for the next roughly 6 months or so, and then we're going to start on the Oakland and Uptown side. It should be complete by 2027.
And then it will be literally a tremendous link between a very vibrant Oakland neighborhood with the universities there present, and then, of course, downtown, that link. So you'll be able to zip right in, right?
Yeah, it's one of our busiest corridors, so we're really hopeful that the connection between the two is going to really create vibrant community in between, but also a faster connection for the folks who are going directly to Oakland or directly to downtown.
Adam, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know how much the new rapid transit will cut down on the commute time from Oakland to downtown. What's the estimate?
The estimates really vary, and it really depends on where you're getting on and where you're getting off. It could be a few minutes. It could be 5 to 10 minutes. But for us, it's really about the reliability of going between the two. Right now, obviously, buses get stuck in the same traffic that everybody else does, especially when there's an event at the PPG Paints Arena or Peterson Event Center or something like that. Our buses haul more people than ride in private automobiles. So we think it's going to be a really great catalyst for both travel but also for development.
Absolutely, and applaud that it's finally happening after all these years. All right, that said, we're with Adam Randolph with PRT, Pittsburgh Rapid Transit, and let's talk about some new routes. As more and more people, I guess there were periods of time, Adam, where during COVID, obviously, the work-at-home thing, kind of where are we now with people needing a public transportation, and how will these new routes work?
Yeah, so so we kicked off what we're calling bus line redesign about a month ago. Ridership has changed so much, so drastically across Allegheny County. Strip District was not a residential community like it was. It wasn't like it was 10 years ago. Right now, we're at 60% of or so of our pre-pandemic ridership. 70% on weekends, but we're really seeing different riding patterns. So we're trying to plan for the Allegheny County that we see today, that we think we're going to see in the future, rather than the existing network, which is really based off of what we saw in 10, 12 years ago.
So right now you're saying about 60% of the regular ridership for what were the normal routes in the past, correct?
That's right. Remote work has really changed the way people are riding, getting around Allegheny County.
So you're going to reconfigure some of those to match, as you pointed out, the Strip District. How about all the access there for people that are living in those condos and townhouses just behind the terminal alone, not to mention the other places?
Yeah, that's just one example of places in Allegheny County where there's more residents. There's probably dozens, two dozens of examples where there's residents now where there weren't before, or there's jobs now where there weren't before.
Adam, in terms of other new routes, is there anything besides the Strip District that's a focus area for you?
Yeah, so we're really looking at our entire system with this bus line redesign. We talked to a bunch of people, took all the bus routes off of the map, and really listen to what people had to say, how they're getting around, where they're going, where they want to go. Based off of our current system, they might be going to one grocery store, but they'd prefer to be going to the grocery store that's closest to them. So we really, looked at the data, everything that we heard from all the feedback, and answering questions like, where should buses go? Where should they operate? How frequently should they run? And we drew it up. We are now giving folks something to look at, something to comment on. We know that 100% things are going to change, and we expected that. But we're really looking for folks to comment on the draft proposal.
And they can do that online at rideprt.org, correct?
They can do it online at rideprt.org, or even easier, buslineredesign.com.
Buslineredesign.com. Easy to remember. All right, Adam, thank you for the update.
I appreciate it, Larry.
All right.